This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Thank you for calling Geek Squad Client Care. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hey, Phil. This is Alexis calling for XPO. I have a customer FMS number I need you to look up for me, please.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. And the FMS number is going to be 751-07629.
Let me just get that pulled up. Just a few secs. Okay, and then do we have a client name and address?
Willanda Carmer, Creamer, 19201 East Power Place, Aurora, Colorado.
Okay, and what do we have going on today?
Okay, so the customer made a tech call, so I advised to call the customer on the day before and ask could she be the earliest on her on his route from at 9 a.m. or the last stop. So the customers state that she can be at 9 a.m. The reason he called and tell her, asked her this because she was the only one down south. So the customer states that she can make it, she can take the 9 a.m. So he arrived at the customer home at 9 a.m. The customer was not there. So he waited the time he supposedly waited, the 15 minutes, and called and pre-call stuff. And now she's calling, seeing if he can make the stop, and he can't. And she's stating that she basically is stating that she haven't talked to him, and no, that she keep calling, he can't go back out.
Okay, but she was scheduled at the 9 o'clock window, and she wasn't there.
Yes. No,
okay.
She's scheduled from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., but he called on the day before because she was the only customer he had to go in her area for and in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So he was trying to either get there early that morning or at the end of the day.
Okay.
And she's agreed that she was going to do the morning, so he came to the area and she wasn't at home.
Okay, we still can't go back out because the team's just not in the area anymore, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so the client will basically still need to just get rescheduled then, correct?
Yeah, so I was trying to see, can you reach out to the customer?
Yeah, so, okay, yeah, but she still passed the delivery window even at the 12 to 2, correct?
Yes, she is.
Okay, give me a sec then. Let me just contact the client and let them know they'll need to reschedule then.
Okay.
You don't have any rescheduled dates at the moment, correct?
I might do. I can see what recent one we have for right now. Give me just a moment.
Yeah, so let me know so I could see if we could just get her rescheduled in right now.
Okay. So for the 28th or the 31st?
28th, 31st. Okay, and then is that morning, afternoon?
I'm not sure. They'll receive a call the day before with the time frame.
Okay, I'll let the client know then. Give me a sec.
Okay.
All right. Hello. You still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. So I was talking to the client, and I guess what had happened is, and I don't know how this actually happened, but the delivery team actually went to the client's billing address and not to the delivery address.
Okay, so the delivery address is not 19201 East Powers Place?
No, I don't know. That's their billing address, and I see that. But on all the everything else, the delivery address is at the 18152 East Flora Place.
Okay, yeah, probably may have to open up a whole new order to get that corrected because it's not updated on our end. And I'm unable to update it on our end also.
Yeah, well, I'm not seeing why it should, because on my end it shows everything was set up correctly.
Okay, all right, you know, I have the address. The East Powers Place, I have that address.
Yeah, because I'm seeing that as just the billing, but like everything else, and nothing's been modified, and everything I shows it at that other address.
I'm not sure. You might have to get a whole new order open up. We won't have that problem again.
Okay, so I'll let the client know then and see what needs to happen then.
Okay.
Okay, did you need a case number for this?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
279?
Mm-hmm.
211? 278.
Okay, thank you so much.
No problem, guys. Thanks for calling in, and have a good day.
Me too.